finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a listen to the 911 call here. And I want to get your reactions to it. Again, I am not saying this person is guilty of murder. I'm just saying this is a weird 911 call, at least from my estimation. This is it.
What apartment number?
Please hurry, please.
Where is she bleeding from?
I don't know. I can't tell. She's...
No, so you have to calm yourself down in order to get you some help.
I'm sorry. She, okay. I don't know. I'm looking at her right now. I can't see anything. She didn't, there's nothing broken. She's bleeding. Ellie!
You don't know where she's bleeding from? Can't
Ellie,
see where blood's coming from?
It's, I think, her head. I think she hit her head, I think. But it's up, everywhere.
Okay,
it's everywhere.
She might have fallen. Do you know what happened?
She may have slipped. There's blood on the table. Her face is a little purple.
Okay, hold on for rescue for her. Stay on the phone.
Apartment 842,
what's the address? No,
4601 Flat Rock Road. Please hurry.
4601 Flat Rock?
Yes.
What's wrong?
I went downstairs to go work out. I came back up. The door was latched. My fiance's inside. She wasn't answering, so after about a half hour, I decided to break it down. I see her now just on the floor, blood. She's not responding.
Okay, is she breathing? Look at her chest. I need you to calm down, and I need you to look at her chest. It's really...
I really don't think she is.
Listen to me. Someone's on the way. Look at her chest. Is she flat on her back?
She's on her back.
Look at her chest and tell me if it's going up and down, up and down.
I don't see her moving.
Okay, do you know how to do CPR?
I don't.
Okay, I can tell you what to do, okay, until they get there. I want you to keep her flat.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, okay.
Are you willing to do CPR with me over the phone until they
get... I have to, right?
Okay, so get her flat on her back, bare her chest, okay? You want to rip her shirt off. Okay, she needs to kneel down by her side.
Oh, my God. Ellie, please.
Listen, you can't freak out, sir, because you...
Okay, I'm trying not to. Her shirt won't come off. It's a zipper.
Rip it off.
She stabbed herself.
Where?
She fell in a knife. Oh, no, her knife's sticking out.
Her what?
There's a knife sticking out of her heart.
Oh, she stabbed herself?
I guess so. I don't know where she fell on it. I don't know.
Okay, well, don't touch it.
Okay, so I just let her down here now? I mean, what do I do?
No, I mean, you can't... If the knife is at her chest, it's going to be kind of hard for you to do CPR at this time.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Police, which operator?
277.
Is someone coming here?
Yes, they are. You said 4601 Flat Rock, right?
Yes.
Okay, someone's on the way. And the knife is still inside?
Wait, sir, what?
The knife is still inside of her?
Yes, I didn't take it out.
Is it her chest or what area?
It's in her chest. It looks like it's right in her heart.
Okay, someone's on the way out there. Okay, just get...
Oh my God. Okay,
how old is she?
She's 27.
27. And there's no sign of life at all?
No, please don't be... What?
Bend her under her arm and tell me if she responds to pain.
She's... Ellie! She's not... Her arm and her hands are still warm. I don't know if that means... But there's blood everywhere. I mean...
I know, but you can't. And the knife is still inside of her. How far? Can you see how far it went in?
It looks pretty deep.
Okay.
It looks like three, and it's a long knife.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, don't touch anything, okay?
I'm not touching anything. This is I can't believe this, though.
No, wait, it was just you there with her?
We're the only ones here.
And she ran in the door, you said, latched it shut?
No, I went downstairs to work out, and when I came back up, the door was latched.
Oh.
Like, it was, you know, it wasn't like, it was, you know, it was like locked from the inside, and I'm yelling, and I was yelling.
Was your house broken into?
No.
So there's no sign of a break-in?
No sign of a break-in at all. I mean, there will be when you get here, because I had to break the latch, but to get in.
Okay, 4601 Flat Rock, and this is a house, right?
It's an apartment, Flat Rock apartment.
Okay, that'll help.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah, that's the 911 call. And no investigation has ever been done into the fuck was that?
So the first part where he calls 911 pretty congruent with a 911 call where you happen upon a scene, freaking out, don't know where the blood's coming from. Oh my God, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
The second part where he's handed over and he starts giving his alibi, that's not what you do.
No. Because the question was not where were you, it was what's going on. The answer is my fiance is on the floor unconscious, there's blood everywhere. It's not, I went to go work out, and then when I came back, the door was latched. It was latched. I mentioned it was latched.
I'd be also curious as to whether he has blood on him or not, because a lot of times when someone calls a 911 call and they've been stabbed, they've been shot, and they said they've done CPR or they've been told to do CPR and they said, I am, it's not working, but they still don't have any blood on them because they didn't try. His response to that, oh, do I have to? Well, I guess I have to.
I guess I have to.
So a typical response that people have, especially if it's your fiance or someone close, is you freak out, you don't believe they're dead, and you do all you can to try to save that life. You become fanatical about that life, that person, and you refuse to believe they're gone. And you're not focused on what you were doing. You're not focused, your brain, you are in shock, and you are focused 100% on this individual and what you need to do to save their life. That is it. That's the only thing going through your mind if it is typical.
Mm-hmm. And this, I think, feels very atypical. Not saying he did it, but...
No, but you're right, it doesn't. But at the same time, it begs the question, why did they ever in a million years consider this a suicide?
I think the answer to that is actually, I mean, it's money and power. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody shot this down.
I think it's physically impossible to shove a knife into your own chest past a rib cage to get to your heart.
And do it multiple times, 20 times, 10 in the back, stab yourself in the back, into the spine.
Modi, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll tell you once. That is one of the most challenging ways, again, just all these dark things, you know, death by self-inflicted knife wound is not easy. And typically the way it's done, if they're going to do it that way, is through bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to hit some sort of artery that's going to give a bleed out. It's not a chest wound through the chest cavity.
No.
It's not practical.
Or to your head. You know,
It takes in a lot of strength that to the point where you're hitting the rib cage, you're in so much pain, it ain't happening. I mean, unless you're hyped up on some sort of drugs. I mean, this is the most implausible thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it is. And no investigation was done.
Oh,
so
whole,
many things that could have been looked at.
Corrupt.
So many things that could have been looked at. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Philadelphia seems like an amazing place. You can come back from the dead to stab yourself. And I mean, that's literally what the story is, if we're to believe the official narrative of what happened here.
And this is why we lose trust and faith in our organizations and institutions, because of this garbage.
Yeah.
This is total garbage.
100%.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.